From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Austrians went to the polls Sunday in a rerun election because the results of the first vote in June were annulled due to irregularities. The results could see the frontrunner Norbert Hofer of the anti-Islamist Freedom Party chosen, making him Austria's first far-right president since World War II. Analysts have said Sunday's race between far-right candidate Hofer and his opponent, Alexander Van der Bellen, a Green Party member, was too close to predict in the hours before polls open, with some polls showing Hofer slightly ahead. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is in Vienna.
What has really changed the calculus here is over the past year, the influx of migrants. Austria has been one of the stopping points, one of the way stations in the migrant route that takes people from Syria, places like Syria and Iraq, through Turkey, up through Greece, Hungary. They come to Austria and then on to Germany. And that has really influenced voters in this election. It's been a central issue.
Luis Ramirez in Vienna. Italians are voting Sunday in a referendum on constitutional reform that could gauge anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Some 51 million Italians are eligible to vote, and full results are expected in the early hours of Monday. Voters will decide whether to approve a proposal by pro-EU Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to increase his powers so he can push through economic reforms for which the government is said would bring political stability in Italy. He's promised to resign if he loses the ballot. This is VOA News. The funeral of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro began Sunday morning in eastern Cuba after a four-day procession across the island. A ceremony to inter his ashes at a cemetery in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the last minute, barring journalists from around the world from witnessing the service. Castro died on November 25th at age 90 after years of declining health. Castro's ashes arrived Saturday afternoon in Santiago de Cuba, the city where he started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The procession followed in reverse the route Castro and his rebel fighters took as they advanced on the capital from the Sierra Maestra Mountains before taking power in January 1959. The ashes held in a wooden box draped with a Cuban flag, encased in glass and pulled on a trailer by an army jeep, left from Havana last week. Cuban President Raul Castro told tens of thousands of onlookers gathered for a rally in his brother's honor Saturday evening that the government will honor Fidel's wish that no monuments or public venues will be named after him.
Ante los restos de Fidel en la plaza.
That is Raul Castro. Former U.S. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein is turning to a federal court in her effort to recount the state of Pennsylvania's ballots from the recent presidential election that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was widely expected to win but lost to billionaire businessman Donald Trump. Stein dropped her attempt to have Pennsylvania recount the votes after a state judge ordered her to post a $1 million bond. Jonathan Abadi, lead counsel to Stein's recount efforts, said in a statement the state court system is so ill-equipped to address this problem that we must seek federal court intervention. Syrian rebel commanders in war-ravaged Aleppo say they will not surrender the city's eastern sector to Russia-backed government forces, despite a government offensive that threatens to drive out opposition fighters after a four-year occupation. Commander Zakaria Melahivci spoke Saturday to Reuters. He spoke from Turkey, where a select group of rebel leaders is reported holding secret talks with Russian envoys on the months-long Aleppo crisis. Tolerance and unity were the themes of a rally attended by thousands of people in Indonesia's capital Sunday. The peace rally was held after two massive protests were recently mounted in Jakarta by conservative Muslims to demand the removal of the city's first Christian governor in 50 years.
That's the latest world news from VOA.